This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So picking up on that, politicians can talk and pontificate and speechify all they want. But once all is said and done, voters have to figure out what they really think.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, where what they do is ask Americans what they think about things. He's back to give us a little bit of an attitude check. Frank, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you, Kai.
You guys just had some numbers about who Americans think is going to win. Give me those numbers, and then I have a question for you.
All right. 58% of Americans think that Barack Obama will be elected president on November 6th. 36% say it'll be Mitt Romney. And those data come from the exact same people who, when you ask, who are you going to vote for personally, are split right down the middle.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the ballot itself, when you ask American voters who you're going to vote for, is split. But when you say, all right, tell us who's going to win in your heart of hearts, it tilts significantly towards Obama. And a lot of that is caused by Romney voters who say, I'm voting for Romney, but if you really press me, I think Obama's going to win.
Okay. Now, how much of what happens in presidential elections is a self-fulfilling prophecy based on that split of who people think is going to win, if you take my meaning?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You've put your finger on something that's called the bandwagon effect, which some people have argued there is a momentum or an inevitability created by somebody who people think is going to win. Hard to prove that. There's also the theory, Kai, that there's an anti-bandwagon effect, so that if people think they're behind, they're going to work even harder. That would be Romney supporters in this situation get elected.
Another thing that's come up in this election, of course, Frank, is who's better on the economy. Governor Romney wins that one fairly handily, but President Obama has the likability factor going for him. He polls much stronger than the governor does on that one. Is either of those predictive?
You know, they're both predictive, and they both kind of describe the election. How both gentlemen should play this out is a fascinating question. My view is that probably we all do better playing off our strengths. That would be for Mitt Romney, rather than trying to be likable suddenly in his speech, really hammering home the economy and why he thinks he can do a better job than Barack Obama.
And then the president next week, I mean, does he give a likability speech?
Well, you know, that's his strength. So presumably he just has to be himself because he's been himself over the last 4 years. And the one thing we see in the data is Barack Obama is substantially more likable, based on what voters tell us, than his opponent, Mitt Romney.
Frank Newport, he is the editor-in-chief at Gallup. There's more of our weekly segment that we do with them. It's called Attitude Check. You can find it on our website. It's marketplace.org. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.